Yeah, I am curious about how Senator Harris kind of fit more broadly within the fashion industry in Dallas, and how you felt connected to other parts of the fashion industry outside of that specific department store.
Well, you see, Neiman Marcus set the standard for the fashion industry. We were the middle ground, and we were the volume ground. And there were a lot of local manufacturers that made a living from us. I mean, we were a terrific opportunity for them to make a lot of money. And we sold a lot of locally made products.
What were some of those manufacturing businesses?
The one manufacturer I knew the most was the Jerry Frankel Company. And they're long gone now, but he had a number of companies, and we did a lot of business with his companies. He recently died a couple of years ago, and I'm sure you didn't know him.
Mm-mm.
I can't even tell you the names of his company. At the top of my head, I can't think of the names of his company, but some of his people are still manufacturing here today. And I had lunch with one of his ex-people about a year ago, and she and one of her bosses is still manufacturing here today. And her name is Bonnie Levine. I actually have a phone number for her.
Oh, wonderful. I'll have to get that from you.
I'm sitting next to my book, and I was thinking to myself, I should give you this phone number. Bonnie Levine, and her phone number is 214-802-7555.
Wonderful. And
yes. And she and her boss, they're still manufacturing today. And I can't even think of the names of their companies, but I know that he was in the junior business too. One of the things that we were most successful at was juniors. And in all of the AMC stores and all of the Federated stores, our junior business was hot as firecracker. And Jerry Frankel's companies were manufacturing junior dresses. And one of our junior dress buyers, I still remember her name, Natalie Stallingwood, would go over there on Monday morning with the unit control books in her hands, and if they sold 722 dresses, she would run over there and buy a bunch more dresses, and he'd ship them to the dock the next day. She'd be waiting at the dock with price tickets in her hand and ship them out to the branches the following day. He was a great junior dressmaker, and he had a number of sportswear lines as well. And it was almost like a round-trip situation because he was just a good dressmaker.
How incredible to be able to be that nimble, too, to have a manufacturer so close by and that you have such a close relationship with. Yeah, I can imagine how helpful that would be, trying to keep a store stocked and being responsive to what parts of the market are hot.
Well, and our junior business was extraordinarily hot. We would compare figures with other department stores, other stores, Federated, other stores, AMC, and it would always be number one increase and number two increase, and we'd get around the table and compare notes, and we'd be hot as a firecracker, and we'd be very excited about it. But we started small because one of the things we didn't have was a big junior business, and that's what made us grow so well and so fast, is because we were underdeveloped in juniors. And so that's what made us grow so well, is because we had a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.